with St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused in the Word of Life ministered to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Father, we thank you now. We glorify your name. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you for your peace, your power. We thank you for the anointing of God. Anoint us, God, that I may be able to preach your word and that the hearers may be anointed to hear that which is preached on today. Father, we thank you right now for your loving kindness, your tender mercy, your grace that you've given us, and the new mercies that we've received on this morning when we woke up. We thank you that your mercies are new every morning. We thank you that you give us the steadfast love of God. Father, we appreciate your kindness to us. And Father, we ask you now that you give me precision of speech. And Lord, give me readiness of mind and clarity of thought. And Father, I pray that you would make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, and the hearts of the hearers the tablet in which you shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that brings healing and deliverance, power, peace, and prosperity to those that hear and believe. Father, we ask you now, God, that you would bless us, Lord, with this word, and that we thank you, God, for the word of God that sustains us and strengthens us, the blood of Jesus that covers us, cleanses us, and connects us to you. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that you've given us that we may be able to love like we should. We thank you, Lord, that you looked over the celestial banisters of heaven, poured us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. Father, we thank you, God, that you allow us to worship you. And in our moment of worship and intimacy with you, we become whole in your presence, Lord. And Father, when you've healed and delivered and set free and blessed our souls and lifted us and put us in a place higher than where we are now, Lord God, we'll be careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. And we would join in with the many-winged seraphim, the many-eyed cherubim, chatting and declare one to another that you are holy. You're holy, God. You're holy, and your glory fills the earth. We thank you now. We praise you now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want to preach to you this morning and use the thought of the title, the gospel, the power of the preached word. Amen. The gospel, the power of the preached word. Amen. Quit letting the devil have his way in your house. Quit letting the devil have his way on your job. You need to put your feet down, stand firm, and say, look here, devil, you can't have what God has given me. Better yet, we keep letting him have our joy. How can we let the devil have our joy and when he didn't give it to us? This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Jesus said, I give you my joy that your joy might be full, so that I'll be overflowing with joy. He said that I'll give you my joy, and the joy of the Lord will be our strength. And so what else gives us joy except to hear some good news? When somebody calls you on the phone and they give you some good news, you can't wait to get off the phone. You on the phone, you saying, that's some good news. You're saying, thank you, Jesus. You're all happy. And so I came to give you some good news to let you know that the bad news ain't nothing. You just got to hold on and hear the good news, because what God says matters. And he said he sent his word to heal us. He sent his word to prosper the thing in which he sent it. And so God wants us to prosper. We need to know today the purpose of the word. The purpose is not just for safety and preservation, but look, the purpose is for to heal us. He sent his word and what? Healed us. He not only sent his word and healed us, but he sent his word and delivered us. But look at this, what I love about it, he said he sent Jesus. The Bible says in the beginning was the what? Word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He said, and was not anything made that was made, come on and say amen, without the word. Here it is, we're full of the word, and when we get the word on the inside of us, when we have the word in us, then the word in us empowers us to be just like God. You have the created power on the inside of you. Jesus said this in John chapter 15. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be what? Done unto you. If the word is that powerful, how come we are not using the word? How come we are not believing the word? He said to everyone that what? Believe it. The problem is that we doubt too much. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. We if it too much. We always if, Lord, if it be your will. If God said it, it is his will. Have mercy here, Jesus. Oh, Lord, if it be your will, bless me. God said, I want you to be blessed. I want to give you the kingdom if I could. Come on and say, man, if you would just accept it, if you can believe that whatever I have is all yours, then you can have it. Jesus said, you can have what you say. If you believe, I wish I had some people that believed. I wish I had some people that had faith. Because faith is the what? Substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I got some faith. And if I got faith and the word, I mix it together, then things begin to happen. Even when people don't believe, if I believe, things still happen. The Bible says, so what if some don't believe? Does that make the word of God none effect? No, God forbid. If you don't believe, it doesn't hinder my blessing. If you don't believe, it doesn't hinder what God has for me. If you don't believe, it does not hinder the power of God working in my life. Do I have anybody here that say, I believe, even though my neighbor on the right or left may not believe, Pastor, I'm with you. I believe in the power of God's word. It's important to have a word. Salvation. It means that he delivers us from all harm and danger. He delivers us from spiritual death. He delivers us from spiritual defilement and destruction. He delivers us from the deception of the devil to make you think that God won't and that you can't. Oh, there's too many Christians always talking about what they can't do. What we don't believe can happen. But the Bible said we can do what? All. Lord have mercy. Y'all with me this morning? I can do all things through Christ that who? He strengthens me. He gives me the strength because I'm in him. Because I believe in him. Because it is in him I live, move, and have my being. I'm just trying to encourage somebody. I wish you would just receive it this morning. And he says he'll deliver us from all defeat. And you know what? He'll give us what we call a salvific experience. That experience that we have in God. And what that means is that whenever you were saved or salvaged, and that's what the root word of salvation is, the word salvage. I said this before. Hear it again. He said, it's just like me drinking this bottle of water, taking the bottle, throwing it in the trash, and realizing that I can use this bottle. I go back in the trash, get it out of the trash, fill it up again, and keep using it. That's what God did for us. That's what he did. He looked at us and we were some trash. We were no good. We were thrown away. Our souls was a wreck. But God looked at me in the state that I was in. And the word redeemed is the word anzagorago in the Greek. And what it means is that God walked through the mall of souls. He walked through and he saw us. He walked through the wrecking yard, the junkyard. And he saw us and said, I can use that for my kingdom. And I want you to know that no matter how bad you have, how bad you are, no matter how many sins you've committed, God can pick you up, clean you up, wipe you off, and when people write you off, he can still use you. Oh, come on and say amen here. And so what we have to realize is that this salvation brings us to a place that whenever we're at our lowest, God can pick us up out of the horrible pit. Come on and say amen. He brings us to a safe place. He brings us, when we're sinners, he delivers us from the sin that so easily what besets us. He delivers us in salvation for the believer. When we have salvation, then we ought to be able to lift our head into the hills from which coming our help and say, no matter what comes our way, we are still victorious. No matter how many times I face opposition, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to give up because I believe. I know in whom I believe. Some of us need to be like Job. He said, I know my Redeemer lives. I know I'm going through something right now. Tell somebody, I'm going through some stuff right now, but I know my Redeemer lives. I've been down and out, but I know my Redeemer lives. I had some bad things go on in my life lately, but I know my Redeemer lives. I wish I had somebody here say something else with me. Say, when I'm tried, I'll come forth as pure gold. Though he slay me, yet I trust. trust in him. Though some things are happening in my life, I still trust God. Even though my change is strange, my money is funny, I still trust God. Even though they're talking about me, I got people conspiring against me, and I know they're full of the devil, but I know that it's going to be all right because God is on my side. And matter of fact, tell somebody this. Come on, talk to her and say, if God be for us, then who can be against us? Or better yet, you ain't got to say who. You say, if God be for us, that's all I got to say, then who can be against? Oh, come on and say amen. He said that all things work together for the good of them that love God. And to the, I'm called, y'all, to the called according to the purpose. I wish I had somebody in this place today that realized that if I got a word, I got all I need. I may not have any friends, but I got a word. I may not have fans, but I got a word. I may not have, oh, come on and say amen. I may not have money, but I got a word. Oh, the purpose of the word. If I can just get a word. That's why we ought to be beating the church door now. That's why we ought to, oh, come on and say hallelujah here. That's why we ought to be running. We ought to beat each other in here because I got to get me a word, and I know once I get that word that nothing going to stop me. Nothing can hinder me. Nothing can stop this word because the Bible tells us that he that started a good work in you, Philippians 6, he that started a good work in you, he said that he said that he'll be able to perform the good work. Somebody say amen here. If he started the work, why do you think you got to try to make it work? He said, I started it. I'm good enough to finish it. If God started doing something in you, don't you know that God can finish what he's done? If he started healing you, he's not going to let you be halfway healed. He's going to heal you. If he started saving you, oh, come on and say amen here. If he gave you some deliverance, he's not going to halfway deliver. He's going to bring you all the way out. If he sanctified, he's going to give you, oh, come on and say amen. He's going to bring you all the way out of your trouble, all the way out of your mess. Oh, come on and say amen. That's why you ought to be able to lift your head and say, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Some of y'all been stressed out. Some of y'all been down and out. But God is saying, I'm giving you a word this morning that'll make you lift yourself up, get up out of the ashes, take off your sackcloth, put on a garment of praise, and lift your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting door, and let the King of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Do I have anybody that say he'll be my battle axe in the time of battle? Woo, hallelujah. Yes, there's a purpose for the word. All glory be to God. Y'all better sit down. I'm trying to go. I'm trying to finish it. There's a purpose for the word. Oh, yeah, he said, I'm going to give you my word. And, you know, it's not, God doesn't really, he's not really concerned about his word being written down. Although we men wrote it down. But the most important thing was he wanted to make sure his word lived in men. That's what he wanted to make sure of. He wanted, that's why he told the Israelites, he said, pass this word down to your children. He said, tell them in the morning, tell them in the noonday, and tell them in the evening so they not forget your God. And what we've done here, we only let them hear it from the preacher. Because we don't bring them to Sunday school. Come on, say amen. We don't let them hear it from the preacher. How many times have we sat our children down and tell them, let me tell you what the Lord has done. Not just in the Bible, but what the Lord has done for me when I didn't have a dime. When mama couldn't pay the bills, it was the Lord that made a way for us. When we didn't have nothing in the refrigerator, you remember the pantry was empty. We didn't even have a pantry. We were sleeping on somebody else's couch, but it had not been for the Lord on my side. Woo, tell me where. If we just sit our children down, tell them take the earbuds out, put the phone down, put the game up. We got to talk tonight. Oh, come on and say amen. In the morning, we're going to talk about the Lord. We're going to pray together. I wish I had somebody here. When I talk to you later on the day, the first thing out of my mouth is, have the Lord been good on this day to you? Oh, come on and say hallelujah. We need to make sure our children understand in whom we believe. I'm disturbed about how many young people are going away from the faith because their parents didn't spend the time telling them what they need to believe So now they're in search of God. They're watching Morgan Freeman, who is God, in search of God. They're all, you know, they're looking on the internet trying to find who they are. If you tell them who they are, they don't have to find out who they are. When you tell them that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, when you tell them that you are the apple of God's eye, that God loves you, he loves you, he loves you, that he sent his only begotten son. Let me get off my soul. If you tell them that, they won't have to wonder about who they are and who he is. Oh, I just want to know the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling the gospel according to Al Toriel Holden. This is the gospel. This is the good news. Oh, hallelujah. Every one of us ought to have a gospel. We don't give the good news. Every one of us ought to have the gospel according to you. You ought to have a word. I wish I had somebody. Oh, yeah, we need to have the power of salvation. The purpose of it is to save, to satisfy, and to soothe us. Oh, hallelujah. It saved us from sin. It satisfies us from the wrath of God. It soothes us from our doubts and all of our fear. I want to say amen here. But then we go on. Let's go on and finish this. He says that to everyone that believed, for the Jew first and also to the Greek. In other words, it's for everybody. It's not just for the Jew. It's not just for the Hebrew. It's for everybody. I wish I had somebody. You know, there's a religion that says only for certain people. It's not for certain people. It's for everybody. I wish I had somebody here. For God so loved the what? World. He loved the whole system of the world that he gave Jesus Christ as a ransom for the sin and shame that we had gotten ourselves in. Hallelujah. Verse 17, I'm about done. For therein is the righteousness of God. From faith to faith, as it is written, revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith. Look at what the word of God produces in our life. Look at this. He says that it is revealed. In other words, the word reveal means to uncover. It uncovers the righteousness. When you hear the word of God, although we have been wretches, Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. We are, oh, woe is me. I'm a wretch undone. We've said, Lord, it's me standing in need of prayer because of how bad I am. But when you see the word of God and understand it correctly, it produces a uncovering in your life, and it produces to let you see the righteousness of God in you. Now, that's something to shout about, because I didn't think it was anything good in me at some point. I thought that there was no good thing in me, as Paul said, that is in my flesh. But then when I realized that I don't have to walk in the flesh, that I don't have to live according to the flesh, but I can walk in the spirit. I didn't know that until I got a word from God. I didn't know that I didn't have to yield to the promptings of my flesh and my carnal mind. I didn't know that until I understood the word of God. Come on and say amen. So it uncovers the righteousness of God. Now what is that? The righteousness of God is the love of God in spite of us, in spite of my mishaps, in spite of my shortcomings, in spite of me being a liar sometimes and a thief sometimes and a whatever you are sometimes, in spite of all of that, it reveals that God still loves us. Oh, Lord, have mercy here. It reveals to us that we serve a loving God. And the only way that you can understand that is if you understand by faith. Forsaking all, I trust him. I trust that what he did, the finished work, that it's going to be working for my good. He said that it is revealed from faith to faith. It starts out with faith and it ends with faith. You got to be able, what I'm saying now is that you got to be able to endure. You can't start this and stop it, baby. You got to stay with it. You got to be able to endure hardness as a good soldier. And no matter what comes your way, you got to say, I'm going to stand on the word of God. I'm going to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. The Bible tells us to be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I'm going to stand right here and see the salvation of the Lord. Come on and say amen. And so it starts with faith and it ends with faith. I believe coming in this thing, and I'm going to keep believing. I don't care what people say. Some people say, oh, you believe in something that ain't true. Oh, King James wrote the Bible and it's a mystical thing, and it's not, it's a mythical thing, and it's not a real mystery thing. Come on and say amen. They believe that it's something else. And you know, I don't care what they say, I'm still going to endure. I'm still going to have faith in God. I don't care if they say it's the wrong name. Oh, you know, there wasn't a J in 400 years ago. It wasn't a J. I'm still going to believe in the only true and wise God. You can tell me what you want to tell me, but I know too much about him to doubt him. I know when I needed somebody, it was God. What was your Y instead of J? Oh, come on and say, man, what was your religion? What was all of these rituals that you're telling me I need to keep? What was all of that when I needed the Lord? When I didn't know what to do, it was God that lifted my head. When I didn't understand my own self, it was God say, it's going to be all right. Oh, come on and say, man, when people looked at me down the nose, it was God that lifted me up from where I was and say, I'm going to help you out, son. I'm going to put a word in your mouth and you'll be able to preach. Come on and say hallelujah. Glory to God. It says from faith to what? Faith. And when we understand from faith to faith, we have to understand that he's the what? Author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that made this thing. And so he's responsible for maintaining it. If you made it, you ought to be able to maintain it. And we got to understand if God made us, he's given us a manufacturer's recommendations on how to maintain us. I wish I had somebody. And what am I saying? I'm saying that the Bible is your manufacturer. You, if something goes wrong with something you bought, you go back to the catalog and you look at the manufacturer's information so that you'll know what you do to do to get it to working right. And so what we fail to do is go back to the manufacturer's recommendations and see that God has recommended some things in his word. Oh, come on and say hallelujah. Oh yeah, he said if you're sick, we fail to go to the word. He said, if you're sick, call for the elders. Let them lay hands on the sick and they should recover. Come on and say amen. If you don't have peace, Jesus said, look, come to me and I'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. I'll give you the kind of peace that can keep your hearts and minds by Christ Jesus. I'll give you that kind of peace that when people look at you, they say, all the hell you've been through, I don't see how you keep going to church. I don't see how you keep lifting your hands. I don't see how you keep singing those songs. I don't see how you keep saying amen. I don't see how you keep working and keep working and keep doing. I would have given up by now. You need to tell them it's because I know the Lord. He heard my cry. I know the Lord and he delivers, and I know the Lord and he haven't failed me yet. I'll come on and say amen. I might fail you and the other people might fail you, but God never fails. I wish I had somebody. It's something that God can't do. I found out there are three things that God cannot do. He cannot fail, he cannot lie, and he cannot die. Can I get a witness up in here? And if God can't lie, he can't fail, and he can't die, then why not trust the Lord? And we got people around here trusting Donald Trump because he's saying, what do you got to lose? Well, what do you got to lose? I want to ask you, what do you got to lose by trusting God? We trust everything else. We trust the banker with our money. We trust our employer with a week's work in the hole. But when it comes to God, we don't want to trust. Y'all just looking at me funny here. We don't want to trust God. We need to trust that God can and he will do whatever we need him to do. Come on and say amen here. And so he tells us that we got to understand that it is the gospel. It is the word of God. When we have the word of God, we got some power. When we have the word of God, we understand purpose. What did God do? He spoke a word into and everything came into existence. And it was because of the word that everything still exists. His word is so powerful that he spoke to the sun, moon, and the stars, and they still shine every day and night. Come on and say amen. He spoke a word and the terra firma, which we call the earth, it began to revolve. He spun it on his finger, throwed it up in the air, and it still spins today because of his, I wish I had somebody here. And so if he and his word can do such a thing to things that are so much greater than we are, so much bigger and so much more powerful than we are, how much more than when we understand that the power of God on the inside of us is so powerful that we'll be able to do whatever God wants us to do. There is nothing impossible to anybody when we walk in the word. There's nothing impossible to us. The Bible tells us that Jesus said that all things are possible to them that believe, not just believe junk, but them that believe the word of God. So what is the word of God? He came down through 39 prophets. prophets, fought in two generations. He walked the roads of Galilee. Oh, come on and say amen here. He grew his hair long and wore a beard. I wish I could grow mine long. I would. I wish I had somebody here. He gave sight to the blind. He opened up deaf ears. He stopped the funeral one day, raised the boy from the dead, walked to the graveyard and said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came out. He touched the blind man, put spit on his eye. He was able to see. Told the lepers to run, go see the priest. One of them realized he was healed, came back and said, thank you. I'm talking about the word of God. I'm talking about the one who died for us. He took up an old rugged cross and he walked up a hill called Golgotha. But the Bible says that the word of God was beaten down. The word of God was spit upon it. They plucked out his beard. But the word, through all of that beating, he still said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Even though the word of God had been through some hard torture and some hard things, the word of God still, when he was lifted up, he looked down and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, come on and shout amen here. And the Bible said the word of God, while the word was hanging, saved a soul. While the word was hanging, the sun refused to shine. Oh, come on and shout hallelujah in here. But the word of God hung his head in the locks of his shoulder, and his flesh died. I wish I had somebody. But when he left, he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. They put him in a borrowed tomb, and he stayed there for 3 long days. I wish I had somebody here that said it wasn't 2.5 days. It wasn't 1.5 days. But he said, I'll stay in the belly of the earth as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and 3 nights. Because early Sunday morning, I'm talking about early before the eggs hit the frying pan. I'm talking about early before your alarm clock went off. He said, early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. And when he got up with the same power, he's talking about that same power can work on the inside of us. He said, go back to Jerusalem and wait there till you be endued with power. What are you talking about, this power? I'm talking about the power, the dynamite power, the kind of power that makes me blow up. I blow up in a different way. I don't blow up like everybody else blows up, but I blow up in a different way. I don't go off on you. I go off on the devil. I blow up. Oh, come on and say amen. If you want to see what's on the inside of me, go ahead and try me and see what happens. If you try to do me something, I'm going to love you. Preach. If you do something to me, I'm going to forgive you. Preach. Oh, come on and say amen here. If you're my enemy, I'm going to feed you. Preach. I wish I had somebody here that say, I blow up in a different way. After all I've been through, I'm still going to love on them. I'm still going to help them out. I still pray for those despitefully use me. Do I have anybody that say I'm blowing up a different way because I got a power on the inside? Come on and shout yes. Come on and shout glory. Won't God help you out? Won't God give you the power to be able to endure with hardness? Do I have anybody that say I'm a witness that God will and God can? Can't he do it? Can't God fix your problems? Can't God make a way out of no way? Can he? And won't he? Somebody say yes here and give God some praise. If you got the power of God and you're not ashamed to lift him up, you ought to wave your hands and say, Lord, I thank you that I'm not ashamed of your power. Lord, I thank you. Oh, come on and shout hallelujah. Come on, tell your neighbor this for me. Say, neighbor, I may not know 3 things. I may not even know 2 things. But one thing I know, I know he's all right. Is he all right? Well, say yeah. Say yeah. He's all right. He's all right. Some of us want people to be on our side, but I just need the word. Because people change. They come in your life for times, reasons, and seasons, and they do what they do and then they're gone, but the word of God is there forever. The word of God never changes. The word of God is what lifts us up when we're feeling low. It's not people that lift us up. It's the word of God. It's the word of God that makes me feel like I can go on in spite of what I'm going through. It's the word that wakes me up every day and say, get up. Time to face it again. We do not have to face our troubles alone. We don't have to face any issue alone. The word of God said he will never leave you or forsake you, but he'll be with